Welcome to Think Life. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Think Life podcast on being a better human. It's episode 4. Today, I'm going to talk a little bit about being mean. That's right, folks, being mean. Isn't being mean horrible? Don't you hate mean people? Is it always bad to be mean? First of all, I think we've kind of lost the meaning of the word mean. Almost everything is labeled mean nowadays. Even if it's slightly out of context, people are mean. I'll give you an example. The other day, I was in Santa Cruz. We were at Verve Coffee on the main street there. My wife and I were having a coffee. We were sitting outside. It was beautiful weather. I don't know what was going on, but there was all these kids walking around playing Pokemon Go. There must have been a new release of Pokemon Go or something like that, but they were all walking around playing Pokemon Go, and we were just sitting there having our coffee, enjoying the beautiful weather, enjoying the delicious coffee. And there were pigeons. Pigeons around. You know, pigeons are very annoying. Flying rats, right? Very annoying. So there's pigeons walking around trying to get some snacks or whatever the pigeons are trying to do, right? They're kind of annoying. So one's heading towards me. So I move my foot towards it, and it flies off. And I heard this little girl behind me who was holding onto the hand of her mom saying, "That man just kicked a bird. That's so mean." And I was going to turn around to her and say, I didn't kick a bird. I didn't kick a bird. I just moved my foot and it moved. But yeah, she thought that I was being mean for kicking a bird. First of all, I didn't kick the bird. And it made me think about the word mean. And the concept of mean. And it's like we've taken the concept of being mean and we've expanded it beyond all reason. It's like that's not being mean. Do you understand what being mean actually is? So many things have become mean nowadays. I disagree with you. You're mean. I don't have the same opinion that you do. You're mean. I'm not being mean. I just have a different opinion. It's kind of like Marvel superheroes and supervillains, right? I mean, that's one of the things I liked about Marvel versus DC, is that with DC, it was always a supervillain and a superhero. And the villains were always evil. But in the Marvel world, the villains weren't necessarily purely evil. They were fallen heroes. Something happened to them to make them evil. That everyone has both good and evil within them. And they can decide what to surface. And I think we've lost the meaning of the word mean. Mean. You can't just be mean because I disagree with you. I'm not being mean if I disagree with you. I'm being mean if I am actively being malevolent towards you. But just because I disagree with you doesn't mean I'm being mean. In fact, being mean does not mean disagreeing. Being mean does not mean being assertive or having your own opinion or being against you. And I'll give you an example. Like, do you guys, the original series, Star Trek. There was an episode where Kirk, due to a transporter accident, got split into two completely different personalities. The aggressive side, or the bad side and the good side. He was like the bad Kirk and the good Kirk. And the good Kirk couldn't command the Enterprise. He didn't have the ability to command the Enterprise. He needed the drive and the aggression from the bad Kirk to be able to command the Enterprise. It's almost like a little bit of, in nowadays you'd call it meanness, internal meanness, aggressiveness, anger, what we normally consider a bad emotion, a negative emotion, was essential for him to be a whole person and to be able to command. He needed that bad side, that negative side, that in nowadays parlance they would call it the mean side, in order to move forward as a human being. So if you want to call it being mean, call it being mean, even though it's not mean. I don't think it's mean. But within us, we have both of this good and evil. We have that same dichotomy within us. And I think what's happening nowadays is that in this world, in this society, in this culture, we're overdoing the nice side. We're being the nice Kirk all the time. We're taking the bad Kirk and we're shoving him to the one side. And we're saying, we don't want to be like bad Kirk. Bad Kirk is bad. We don't want to reveal bad Kirk. But the problem is that when you don't reveal bad Kirk, you end up with the same problem that good Kirk had when he was trying to command the Enterprise. He was spineless. He was weak-willed. He couldn't figure it out. He couldn't push things forward. He couldn't get anything done. Nobody would listen to him. He wasn't forceful. Those emotions, that meanness, if you will, okay, don't want to use the word mean, but that's basically what it's turned out to be, is missing. Because we have to be so nice to everybody. We have to be nice, nice, nice. If you're too nice, you'll never move forward. All you're going to do is get pushed around by everybody else. All you're going to do is get pushed around by everyone else who's being, quote unquote, mean. So I thought to myself, you know what? If that's what you're going to call me, then that's what I am. I am mean. I'm mean because I stand up for my own rights, my own opinions, my values. If that's being mean, then that's mean. Then I'm mean. I'm just a mean guy because I stand up for myself and I push myself and I push others around me when I need to. I'll give you another example. So a long time ago, I was brought in to assist a project manager on a project. And this was with a large company, and the project was in flames. And it only took about one meeting between the company and the existing project manager for me to understand exactly what was going on. The company, the client, was pushing that project manager around. He was being too nice. He was being too nice because he had in his mind the thought that the client is always right. The customer is always right. Right? I mean, a lot of people have that thought. They think, I'm just going to roll over because this person's paying me, so I'm just going to roll over. I'm just going to do whatever they want. The customer is always right. Well, in this case, his job as the project manager was to make sure that this project was completed on time and under budget. And the client was just steamrolling him, pushing him, like not showing up to meetings, pushing dates out, not doing what they're supposed to do. And he was just taking it because he figures they're the client. So I sat down with him after this meeting and I said, listen, your problem here is that you're not being tough enough with them. Now, everyone has an inner a-hole. Everyone has that mean, angry, aggressive person within them. And sometimes you have to let that mean, angry, aggressive person out in order to get stuff done. You just have to. There's no way that you can get stuff done. And of course, this guy was a Trekkie too, so I gave him that whole analogy. And he goes, "Oh, I don't know. I don't know. If I do this, you know, they're going to be pissed off at us and they might fire us as a customer. And oh, they're going to hate that." So I said to me, "I don't know. Well, give it a try. Give it a try. In your next meeting, be forceful." I mean, these guys were being forceful. These guys were being, quote unquote, mean to him. They were being mean to the project. So I said, "You know, step up. Bring out your inner a-hole and see what happens. See what happens." And the environment of this company, was just like that. Everybody was cutthroat. Everyone was pushing each other. Everybody worked long hours. And they would publicly shame people who didn't work long hours. It was a terrible environment. And he walks in there and he tries to get these people to do stuff. And he's not using his inner a-hole. He's not being mean. So the next meeting, he asserts himself. He brings out his inner a-hole. And guess what happens? That's right, you know the moral of this story. They fall into line. The project turns around almost immediately and is so successful, they throw us a party at the end of it. See, so just like Kirk, just like bad Kirk, or good Kirk, bad Kirk, just like Kirk, we all have good and bad side within us. We all have a positive, nice, wonderful side. Well, some people... You're probably thinking to yourself, "What are you talking about? What are you talking about, Chris? There's plenty of people out there who do not have a positive, wonderful side. I know them, like my boss, my ex. There's all these people out there who do not have a positive, wonderful side." Well, you know, everyone does, okay? Let me just say that to you. As a human being, everyone, like in the Marvel universe, like our universe, everyone out there has a good side. They may not show that good side to you. Maybe all you get is the mean side, but everyone does have a good side, even if you don't see it. And everyone also has a bad side. It doesn't matter how nice that person is. You could say to yourself, "Boy, that guy is so nice. He's such a nice guy." But the reality is that the reason why he's such a nice guy is that you've never seen his bad side yet. You've never seen his bad side yet. And that's one of the problems with a lot of relationships, is that everyone's so nice, nice, nice to each other to start with. You suppress your bad Kirks. Both parties suppress bad Kirks because they want to make a good impression. But then the problem is the bad Kirk is still there. The bad Kirk is still there. And the sooner you let out the whole Kirk, then the sooner you'll realize whether this person is for you. So I didn't want to give relationship advice, but there it is. Be fully you. Be the full Kirk, not just the good Kirk or the bad Kirk. But that's not the point of what I was trying to make. This is feels like a long digression. The point I'm trying to make is that sometimes, in fact, a lot of the times, you absolutely must bring out bad Kirk. You must bring out bad Kirk to change something in your life, to be a better human. So let's say there's something that you want to change in your life. And you're going, "Oh, you know, I think I can do that. I might be able to do that, blah, blah, blah." You need to bring out bad Kirk. You need to bring out your inner a-hole. And you need to use that inner a-hole to berate yourself, that inner drill sergeant, if you will, the bad Kirk. You need to bring out the bad Kirk and have that bad Kirk push you, because, you know, sometimes you need a negative stimulus. In fact, I think it's been proven that most humans need a negative stimulus in order to change. And if this bad Kirk within you can provide that negative stimulus, I say bring it out. Even if you don't want to do it in presence of other people, when you're alone, look in front of the mirror, stand in front of the mirror, look at yourself and say, you know, "You're fat." Or "You're whatever." I mean, use that bad Kirk. Bring out the meanness to help push yourself to make that change. Because you can't just do it with positive affectation. You also have to bring out the negative aspect of affectation. And a lot of people say, oh, no, I don't want to be negative. I don't want to be negative. You can say that all you like, but everyone has a negative side. Everyone includes a bad Kirk. There's a bad Kirk within you, just like there's a good Kirk within everyone. There's a bad Kirk within everyone. And what a better way to do something. You can't eliminate this bad Kirk. You can't. He's always there. And if you understand that bad Kirk is always there, then you can use bad Kirk. You can say, I need to make this change in my life. And I'm going to bring out bad Kirk to help me make that change, to help push me to make that change, to help yell at me to make that change. Because if I don't, then maybe it won't happen. So bring out both the good Kirk and the bad Kirk to help make that change. You need to bring out the inner a-hole. You need to be mean. I don't mean in the classic sense of the word mean. Let's understand what meanness is. Let's understand what meanness is. So, I think you know where I'm getting at. You need to bring out the bad Kirk if you want to be a better human.